One of those significant impacts has been the amount of precipitation in the region. Adam Welchel with the Nature Conservancy is one of the authors of the Northeast chapter of the National Climate Assessment. He says they looked at precipitation levels from 1958 through 2010.
And the Northeast has experienced the greatest recent increase in extreme precipitation events of any other region in the United States. We're looking at more than 70% increase in the amount of rainfall in the major events.
The Northeast has also seen a temperature increase of almost 2 degrees Fahrenheit since 1895 and a foot of sea level rise since 1900. And Welchel says that rise is expected to continue.
With a rise in 2 feet of sea level rise, it wouldn't take a storm to cause some of the flooding that we're seeing now related to storms. It would be a more routine type of event.
Coastal flooding will hit many of the region's key highways, including I-95, and rail systems like Metro North, Long Island Railroad, and Amtrak. Increasing water temperatures will cause some species to shift northward in search of cooler conditions, but more insects, pathogens, and invasive plants will find a home right here in the region. Welchel says one good note in the report is that more states, counties, and cities and towns are beginning to take climate change seriously and are developing adaptation plans. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.